Well, as you may have heard, Target has announced it is taking a step toward gender neutrality following an uproar on social media. The goal is to defy stereotypes within its aisles after Abby Bechtel, a mother of three, tweeted a photo from inside her local Target store. The photo showed a sign for building sets and a separate sign for girls' building sets. Bechtel's June 1st tweet bearing the caption, "Don't do this at Target," was retweeted nearly 3,000 times. On its website, Target wrote that it is working to phase out gender-based signage to help strike a better balance. Quote, "Over the past year, guests have raised important questions about a handful of signs in our stores that offer product suggestions based on gender," the statement read. "We heard you and we agree. Right now, our teams are working across the store to identify areas where we can phase out gender-based signage to help strike a better balance." Target promises to revamp signs in their toys, home and entertainment areas. The kids' bedding area signs will no longer feature suggestions for boys or girls, just kids. In the toy aisles, it will remove references to gender, including the use of pink, blue, yellow, or green paper on the back walls of the shelves. Rachel Simmons, the co-founder of Girls Leadership, who writes about empowering girls and anti-bullying, called the move, quote, "a huge deal." Let's talk a little more about this with Wendy Patrick. She's a lecturer on business ethics at San Diego State University.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, this whole thing really is a sign of the times. I mean, this is parents really sort of understanding. We live in a day and age where we don't want to hamper someone's hopes and dreams by gender stereotypes. That's really what's driving this. I mean, think about it. Adult men and women, the sky is the limit to what they can accomplish, their dreams, their professions, their ambitions. And a lot of parents are looking at gender distinctions for kids and saying, why don't we take them away, at least in terms of what kind of hobbies or interests are you going to have? You notice nobody's screaming about clothing yet, but they're saying we shouldn't really sort of encourage genders to choose one toy over another.
But as you know, there has been a little pushback saying that this is PC run amok.
There sure has been. It's PC run amok to the detriment of working parents who don't have a lot of time to shop to begin with. They're making an argument that they only have a lunch hour to run into a store and buy Christmas presents. It's hard enough finding what you want to buy for the kids. It's even harder when the store is no longer designated girls' toys and boys' toys. So a lot of those parents are saying it's just made shopping that much more difficult in the name of political correctness. That's the big counter argument. Vocals on both sides, but not all parents are applauding this move by Target.
Target is getting a lot of kudos for doing this. Do you think more retailers will follow? Is this something, a trend that's about to start here?
I think the question as to whether more retails will follow is really going to depend on the public perception. So far, it's been positive. I mean, everybody's following the Twitter feeds and seeing what everybody is saying about this. And I think if it continues to be positive, absolutely you're going to see other retailers following suit. The bigger question a lot of parents are concerned about is how far does this go? In other words, how many other products and services are we going to make gender neutral? That is what a lot of people are wondering, because there does come a point where it makes it much more difficult to shop for your kids, and perhaps confusing to some kids. You've heard some parents already raising that concern. So it's going to really depend on how PC we've become and whether or not, obviously, toys are imitating life here in this story. But how far are we going to extend that, really, is what parents are looking at.
My bet is we're going to see more of this.
I'll bet you're right.
And as I said, from some quarters, Target is getting a lot of praise for doing this. Wendy Patrick is a lecturer on business ethics at San Diego State University. And again, this story shows the power of social media, how one person can tweet a picture and it results in a gigantic corporation changing its policy.